You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A 63-year-old coal-fired power plant was set to permanently shut down in Michigan last month, but the Trump administration ordered it to keep operating, declaring an energy emergency.
Keeping the plant open could cost tens of millions of dollars and would be paid for by consumers, including people in Wisconsin. And there are other federal proposals that could affect people's energy bills.
The spending bill being debated by Congress would cut energy assistance programs that help low-income people heat and cool their homes.
Help sort out what energy policies we should be paying attention to and the latest developments affecting ratepayers, we turn to Tom Content, the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Tom, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Great to be back with you.
Let's start with coal. We Energies announcing that it will delay the closing of its two coal plants at Oak Creek until the end of next year. Those were originally planned to close this year. And the utility saying that, look, these plants are needed to meet energy demand. Are they? Are these plants needed?
Well, that's what they're saying. I think that's there's questions about how much is needed for the growth that is being talked about in the years ahead. It's true that across the Midwest, there are concerns about reliability generally that have led to higher prices in the wholesale market. We've argued that they approved a new natural gas plant to replace this, and that won't come on in line as fast as early next year. But it seems as though there are concerns about the summer months of 2026 in terms of reliability, but that across the region. I don't know that it's more of a Wisconsin situation or more of a Midwest situation where coal plants are being kept open, linked to that.
It makes me wonder as well. I mean, these plants, they date back to the 1960s. And have there been upgrades in decades since with these plants?
There have been upgrades. They actually spent, We Energies spent, was approved to spend about $1 billion for the old Oak Creek plant, which is the one we're talking about. It was built in the 50s and the 60s, just about 15 years ago or so. And that upgrade included pollution controls, so that it would burn more clean than a very old coal plant. Mm-hmm. It still didn't do anything about carbon emissions, but it would help with impacts linked to coal, like asthma and other conditions, at least to some degree. And so one of the big issues that CUB has been fighting about is the costs to customers after these plants shut down, where customers are still forced to eat these costs or forced to pay for a power plant that's no longer needed to keep the lights on. In this case, they're saying it is needed to keep the lights on for one more year.
Let's look at our neighbor Michigan here, the Trump administration ordering the Campbell Power Plant in Michigan to keep operating. How could this affect Wisconsin residents?
Well, it's a couple ways. The first and foremost issue is that they're actually the utility that's being required to keep the plant open is asking that everybody in Wisconsin, as well as other Midwest states, have to pay the costs of keeping that plant open. There's no firm estimate for how much it would cost, but the one estimate that's out there is about $100 million in costs. And they're experiencing, over at Consumers Energy in Michigan, they're experiencing these costs because they had pretty much used up their supply of coal for that plant, so they have to buy coal all over again, and they have to either retain workers who are already about to lose their jobs or hire new workers for that plant. So we're part of a group of consumer advocates and other groups, including Public Citizen, that are raising, that are challenging at the FERC in Washington, D.C., that these costs should be spread across the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin.
And the plant is part of the MISO network, where power is routinely bought and sold on. Meanwhile, we're hearing from the Trump administration that the Michigan plant needs to stay open because there's a national energy emergency. Do you think we're facing an energy crisis now?
I don't think so. There's not an imminent crisis. And in the case of keeping that coal plant open, it's actually kind of landlocked or waterlocked, if you will, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. of Michigan's status of being having three Great Lakes on its side. And so the transmission system is not robust in that area, or robust enough for the Campbell plant's power to really move into the rest of the region. And the Midwest grid operator had actually allowed this plant to shut down. It was proposed by Consumers Energy, and it was approved by the group. It's called MISO, but it's the group that basically is responsible for making sure the system's reliable. And so they didn't think there was an emergency when that plant was planning to shut down.
Tom, let's move over to solar and wind power. The International Energy Agency considers it the most affordable energy resources. Is there still a need for coal and gas power plants in our energy mix as we are seeing these solar and wind power projects coming online now?
There's a lot of solar and wind that's coming online, which has been very affordable. And the big challenge now facing Wisconsin and many other states is the development of these data centers that are fueling so much growth in demand for energy. And that's because one big data center from one of the big tech companies can use as much power as an entire city, which is mind-boggling when you think about it. It's just so much power for one site, and Wisconsin has multiple sites that are being looked at for data centers. And so that's the big challenge. And so the Public Service Commission just approved new natural gas plants at Oak Creek and in Kenosha County, in part linked to economic growth and which is being driven by the Microsoft project down there in Racine County.
I wonder, though, what if a data center project doesn't come to fruition? Do you have to put in those energy infrastructure investments before the data center is built? And what might that look like, perhaps overbuilding in energy?
That is exactly was at the heart of the case that was just decided, and for that reason, Cub did not support the entire $2.2 billion of new natural gas infrastructure that was proposed, just because there's so much uncertainty about how much load growth, or as they call it, how much increased energy use there will be from these data centers, And there's a lot of hype. It's almost like a fever pitch about AI right now. We're hearing about it every day. And an AI search uses, 8 or 10 times as much energy as a Google search. And so we're seeing the impacts of this. But the reality is there wasn't a lot of certainty about how much energy that Microsoft project would need, because Microsoft had initially proposed a three-campus project, all basically in the same area, and they paused construction on the numbers 2 and 3, and so from that point of view, the environmental groups were certainly saying no fossil fuels, no new natural gas, and Cub ended up in a compromise position where we said build some, but don't build the whole thing until we know more about how much of this is actually going to be real.
Kind of reducing the risk and the exposure there. Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin as we talk about federal and state energy infrastructure issues and the impact on energy consumers. Moving over to Congress, as we watch the massive spending bill currently being debated, it would end subsidies for wind and solar projects, also impose an additional tax on clean energy businesses. As you look at this, and things are changing, what would this do to the clean energy industry here in Wisconsin?
I think it's going to have real impact, because we've been seeing a lot of growth in that sector, which has helped keep costs down for customers overall. And so it's a real concern, and we don't know what will come out of the end of this process, but both the House and Senate versions are much more restrictive on wind and solar than certainly the and in fact, a lot of the clean energy tax credits are being rolled back as part of the whole tax cut, keeping the tax cuts from 2018 in place. And it could actually end up with an impact for Wisconsinites through the state Focus on Energy program. Right now, there are programs available for homeowners around the state to actually add solar or do other things that are efficient in terms of adding insulation, doing air sealing at your house, doing energy or electrified appliances such as heat pumps. There are so many all these incentives that for now are in place, but they were going to be in place initially for 7 years or more. And now the question is, how long will they still be in place? But they're still available today.
And in the spending plan proposed by President Trump and Republicans, it would eliminate the low-income home energy assistance program, which helps people pay their heating and cooling bills. How would eliminating this program affect people in Wisconsin?
It's really significant. We wrote a letter to the congressional delegation on this, and so did a national group of consumer advocates. Also wrote letters on this, because this is a real impact. This is $4 billion across the country that's helping low income customers pay their bills, and the concern. If Congress keeps this in place, and we won't know that for a while, because that's going to be in a different spending bill than the one that's been talked about recently. But starting in October, there may be no money instead of $4 billion. And just to put some numbers on it, for Wisconsin, about 260,000 households benefited from that in the last year or so. Through energy assistance and a different form called crisis assistance within that, it's really sizable. There is a supplemental assistance program that Wisconsin has that would still be in place, but at a time when utility bills have been rising much faster than inflation across the state, and are proposed to keep rising across the state. It really is putting a lot of pressure on people who are already struggling to make ends meet and could face the threat of shutoff.
You mentioned rising utility bills, and one of the roles of your organization, Citizens Utility Board, is to advocate for customers on utility rates when they're set by the Public Service Commission. What rate cases should we be aware of right now and taking a look at?
Yeah, so basically last year the rates were decided for the eastern part of the state, We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service. And so what's before the PSC this year are the other three big utilities. That's Xcel Energy in western and northern Wisconsin, Alliant Energy, which is based in Madison and serves southwest Wisconsin, as well as other parts of the state, and Madison Gas and Electric. And together, all three of them are proposing about $450 million in higher costs that would take effect in January on both electric and natural gas costs. So it's pretty sizable. And for residential customers, over 2 years, it would be at the low end, 10% is the proposed increase for Madison Gas and Electric, and then the other two are in the teens or even higher in terms of the impact on residential customers over the next 2 years. And so we hope that people will pay attention to these cases. We have information about them on our website, cubwi.org. on our active cases page so that people can know when the public hearings are going to be. Right now, they haven't been scheduled, but those would likely be in September or October.
What do the utilities say about their need to raise rates? And then, you know, what impact does that have on their profit rates and their bottom line?
Right. So there is a lot of investment going on, whether it's in the distribution system, kind of the local wires, not the big power lines, but the local wires that kind of connect power plants to the homes, as well as the solar and the battery and in some cases natural gas plants that have been built in recent years by some of these utilities. So a lot of investment is being built as part of the transition from coal to other fuels and also to respond to economic development. So it's a lot that's coming at customers, especially when the second part you mentioned is the profits, because unfortunately the profit motive of the utilities is based on how much they build, and the more they build, the more they earn. And so on the earning side of things, that's where we think there's a real opportunity for savings. And we have seen savings in past cases when they bring down the profit level of the utilities. It can save hundreds of millions of dollars if the state regulators were aggressive in kind of bringing profits down to where they're still monopolies are still financially healthy, but customers aren't overpaying. And our view is customers are definitely overpaying when it comes to the profit side of things.
So what options do people have in Wisconsin if they're struggling to pay their utility bills? If federal assistance is going away, where should they look to?
I think it's really important that that people raise their voice and speak out about their concerns about the rising prices, but also as a resource for people that there is still energy assistance now. And we're hopeful that there will be a bipartisan agreement on the low-income heating assistance and weatherization cuts that have been proposed at the federal level. But there is still funding available now. But one of the best things that people can do, and this is available to low-income households too, actually, is take advantage of some of the programs that are available that I was talking about earlier concerning weatherizing your homes, because insulating your homes and weatherizing your homes it will lead not just to savings this year, but every year after it gets done, because a more comfortable place to live is actually a much more affordable place from a utility bill side of things.
Tom, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be part of the conversation.
That is Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. We've been talking about power plants and renewable energy and how federal and state actions will affect Wisconsin residents' energy bills.